This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Three Americans unjustly detained in Russia stepped foot on United States soil again late Thursday. Waiting for them, President Joe Biden and their loved ones. VOA's Jessica Jarit reports.
A moment long awaited for. Three Americans released Thursday from Russian detention, arriving at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. On the tarmac to greet them, U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their families. An historic deal involving several allies secured the release of 16 political prisoners held in Russia. Their price? 8 individuals requested by the Kremlin. Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich's newsroom erupted in cheers earlier in the day at news of their colleague's safe return. The Moscow correspondent had spent close to 500 days in a Russian prison. For Liam Scott at Joint Base Andrews, Jessica Jarit, VOA News.
Before family members met with their loved ones in person, they spoke via phone from the Oval Office. Here is the sister of Paul Whelan.
Paul, it's incredible, absolutely incredible, this moment.
And Vladimir Karamirza, one of the prisoners.
I just want you to know that you've done a wonderful thing by saving so many people. I think there were 16 of us on a plane. Again, I still can't believe it's happening.
President Joe Biden was thanked by those on the call.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Mr.
Welcome.
President.
Can hardly wait to see you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us home.
I tell you what, there's no greater job I have than protecting Americans and bringing Americans who are wrongfully held home. I really mean it.
The 24-person prison swap required the U.S. to regroup after the unexpected death in February of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who had been seen as a key cog in a potential exchange. It depended on the willingness of Germany to release custody of a Russian hitman for this exchange to occur, as well as other European countries. This is VOA News. The United States is recognizing the opposition candidate as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
Argentina and Uruguay have also claimed that Gonzalez has won the election. Half a dozen masked assailants ransacked the headquarters of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado in an escalation of violence against President Nicolas Maduro's opponents after the disputed election. Commemorations in the Middle East for slain Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh continue throughout Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Thousands filled the streets of Tehran to pay homage to slain Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. State television showed the coffins of Haniyeh and his bodyguard placed in a truck. It was then moved on the streets towards Azadi Square in Tehran as people threw flowers at them, chanting Haniyeh's name. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei prayed over Haniyeh's coffin at Tehran University, while Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, stood next to him. Haniyeh and his bodyguard were killed in an assassination blamed on Israel that has risked escalating into an all-out regional war. Haniyeh's remains were then transferred to Qatar for more funeral prayers and a burial in Lusail. I'm Karen Chamas.
Few Americans trust the Secret Service after a gunman nearly killed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a new poll.
Only 30% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The poll was conducted after the July 13th attempted assassination on former President and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, and after the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who faced intense questioning at a congressional hearing. The survey found that about 70% of respondents think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the attempt on Trump's life. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission filed a lawsuit Friday against TikTok and parent company ByteDance for failing to protect children's privacy on the social media app. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.